Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, Madeline Gerken, the 2018 Kingfisher High School graduate, was recently nominated by the Oklahoma FFA Association to represent the state in the national competition. FFA has always been in Madeline Gerken's blood, and she knew at a very early age that FFA would be something that she loved.
FFA means a lot in our town. And so my parents actually started my involvement in FFA. My mom served as a state officer for the state of Kansas, and my dad was an ag teacher for 4 years. When I was 7 years old, I got to go to my very first state FFA convention, and I saw Travis Knightman driving on a tractor playing Amarillo Sky, and I mean, I was hooked. That's where my first goal to be a state officer came from when I was 7 years old. And so I knew when it was my time to get involved in FFA, that was something that I absolutely wanted to do.
With Oklahoma considered a relatively small state, Gerken said she loves the fact that we're fourth in the nation for membership. She says that shows how good our ag teachers are and how good our dedicated students are within the state association. With the FFA convention being virtual this year, Gerken said she's been getting ready to represent the state since back in June. From June to October, I spent a large amount of time preparing. Preparing, of course, consists on reading up on articles, talking to legislators, talking to educators, farmers and ranchers, and people who are willing to share their knowledge of the agriculture industry. Gerken said she wants to be a national FFA officer because she realized she missed being involved in representing the FFA and working with FFA students.
And so I want to have students embrace their role where they're at. And as a national officer, I think you have such a unique opportunity to be with businessmen and be with students, asking them to do that.
That new officer team will be announced on October the 29th at the end of the 2020 National FFA Convention, and we'll be rooting for Madeline. Well, farmers have until March 15th, 2021 to enroll in the Agriculture Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage programs for the 2021 crop year. The enrollment period opened this week for the risk management programs known as ARC and PLC. The key Department of Agriculture safety net programs help producers weather fluctuations in either revenue or price for certain crops. USDA says more than $5 billion in payments are in the process of going out to producers who signed up for the 2019 crop year. ARC provides income support payments on historical base acres when actual crop revenue declines below a specified guaranteed level. PLC provides income support payments on historical base acres when the effective price for a covered commodity falls below its reference price. For more information on ARC and PLC, including two online decision tools that assist producers in making enrollment and election decisions specific to their operations, you can visit fsa.usda.gov or just contact your local USDA service center. You've got farm news on Ron.
Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's performance sale, Friday, October 23rd.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.